Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. The rollout of Representative Paul Ryan as Mitt Romney's vice presidential candidate was met with both enthusiasm and caution by the Republican Party, Tea Party types, and of course, the far right-wing conservatives and right-wing media echo chamber are all beside themselves with excitement. The Republican establishment, of course, they are crossing their fingers, hoping to eke out a win come November. This morning, we're going to examine the impact Paul Ryan will have on the 2012 presidential race. Get ready, folks. This is going to be a ride here on Praise 100.9.
Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.
Now, there is no way for any responsible journalist, reporter, or radio talk show host to ferret through the ideological minefield that can potentially undermine Mitt Romney's White House aspirations without exploring Paul Ryan's philosophical and social worldview. It's rather interesting and rather entertaining, given the economic doldrums that we are contending with these days. He's hailed as a policy wonk, a numbers guy. He is supposedly the progenitor of a, quote, budget plan that will restore the fiscal health of our nation. But the much ballyhooed policy wonk has some serious chinks in his armor. And we're going to explore that this morning, because it is absolutely incumbent upon all of us to know exactly who this guy, Paul Ryan, is, what he represents, and the worldview that most folks on the Republican side of the political spectrum are upholding as something to be admired. So we're going to talk about that today. Again, he is hailed as a policy wonk. But what is dogging Mitt Romney today? What is impacting his ticket since the celebrated rollout of Paul Ryan is a budget plan that protects the interests of the wealthy at the expense of the poor. And of course, the middle class, and more importantly, our seniors. You know, it is fascinating how they, the Republican Party, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, they are pulling out all of the stops to muddy the debate with lies and innuendo and half-truths. It has been fascinating these past few days, particularly around the issue of Medicare and Medicaid. And we're going to explore that. Because Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, it is the number one topic in our national political discourse. And it has been fascinating to watch the machinations that have been taking place with respect to this issue. Paul Ryan, right after his rollout, he was sent to Iowa while Mitt Romney had to answer questions regarding Paul Ryan's position on Medicare. So he had to fly down to Florida by himself. And as you know, Florida is heavily populated with a senior citizen population. So most folks who are on Medicare and Medicaid, they are absolutely concerned about what the Romney-Ryan ticket and what their leadership, how their leadership potentially threatens Medicare. But it's interesting. Much to the dismay of Mitt Romney, Medicare at this point is overshadowing his weak and his feckless argument over jobs and the economy, because, as you know, he wanted to talk about the economy. And I think that's a ruse, by the way. He wants to talk about the economy, but he has to answer questions regarding Medicare. That is why he had to fly down to Florida as quickly as he did. Mitt Romney wanted to make this election about a referendum on President Obama. And we've had some extraordinarily challenging job numbers come out in the last few months. There has been steady growth, but not at the rate that will offset the challenges we have as a nation. So Mitt Romney wanted to make this an issue about the economy. But with the highly regarded ultra-conservative Paul Ryan on the ticket, Romney is now forced to either explain away or break from his vice presidential pick's extreme policy prescriptions. That is what's going on. Mitt Romney has been chiding President Obama before a crowd of low information voters on a broad range of things. And in fact, the other day, he talked about the Greek columns that the president used as props during his nomination speech several years ago. And I found that to be rather astounding. And in my judgment, hypocritical, because the charge is that President Obama is somehow trying to employ a socialist agenda on our country. First of all, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan and, of course, the GOP, they want to implement the same austerity measures that are killing Greece today. Few paid any attention to what is happening overseas, particularly in Greece. The austerity measures that Greece had to take with regard to their economy are the same austerity measures that are being promulgated by the Republican Party, giving huge tax breaks to the rich, gutting the social safety net that has held Greece together since their economy began to collapse. These are the same measures the Republicans want to institute. Who's the European socialist? Mitt Romney has tax havens and offshore investments in places like Switzerland, taking advantage of a European-style tax avoidance scheme. Who's the European socialist? Let's talk about Paul Ryan's policy prescriptions, which, by many estimates, is rooted in the philosophical worldview of Russian-born philosopher and novelist Ayn Rand. And we're going to get to Ayn Rand in just a few minutes. Ryan's policy prescription is tethered to a kind of economy that is absent globalization, absent a growing immigration population. His policies completely ignore the changing demographics that require different needs and different services. His policies are geared toward an unrestrained free market and a private industry that is given free rein to ship jobs overseas to maximize profits at the expense of the American people. And I heard one economist say, and he was very critical of Ryan's budget, he suggested that his prescriptions are fit for a bygone era. We've seen that picture. And most people, most Americans, are rejecting that picture. And I do think that Paul Ryan's policies, although he's not at the top of the ticket, we know Mitt Romney is adopting much of Paul Ryan's ideological perspectives. And I do think that his policies are far more sinister than what we have been led to believe. What he offers is grounded in the belief that if you give every possible break to the rich, that it would somehow trickle down to the poor and the middle class. And we've all seen that that prescription just doesn't work in this country. Another far more important point that I want all of you to consider is his admiration for Ayn Rand. That's his hero. And I know he's backing off now because of some criticism. But Ayn Rand is the Russian-born philosopher and novelist who promulgated what they call selfish individualism. She promulgated objectivism and the notion that religion, faith, and caring for others are virtues that should be roundly rejected. She was a staunch atheist, and I have no problem with atheists. You can believe what you want to believe, but for a conservative party that touts their Christianity as a value system, it seems contradictory to me that someone that they might potentially vote for is tethered to a philosophy that is totally antithetical to those Christian values. She was a staunch atheist that rejected the idea that being your brother's keeper and having a morality that is based on biblical principles are antithetical to her ideas and philosophy. She also touted the idea, which she called objectivism, that pursuing one's own happiness and self-interest is a proper moral purpose that should not be infringed upon by any religious tenet that requires a concern for others. And she also blasted any social policy that interfered with individual rights embodied in a capitalist society. This was Ayn Rand. This is Paul Ryan's hero. She railed against any social, emotional, or faith-oriented obligation to anyone other than one's self. Paul Ryan's hero. In fact, she once said that you couldn't follow her and Jesus at the same time. This is who Paul Ryan admired, which poses an interesting political conundrum for Mr. Ryan. I want you to take a listen to this interview she gave with the late Mike Wallace.
And let me start by quoting from a review of this novel, Atlas Shrugged, that appeared in Newsweek. It said that you are out to destroy almost every edifice in the contemporary American way of life, our Judeo-Christian religion, our modified government-regulated capitalism, our rule by the majority will. Other reviews have said that you scorn churches and the concept of God. Are these accurate criticisms?
Yes. I agree with the facts, but not the estimate of this criticism. Namely, if I am challenging the base of all these institutions, I'm challenging the moral code of altruism, the precept that man's moral duty is to live for others, that man must sacrifice himself to others, which is the present-day morality.
Up until this year, Paul Ryan bragged about his admiration and his appreciation for Ayn Rand's philosophical worldview. That was his hero. He made it clear that Ayn Rand was the inspiration behind his political and his economic positions. He made that clear. In fact, he required his staffers to read her most famous works, Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead. And he touted the most important point of those books, and that is capitalist societies ought not be challenged, that the aristocracy, the free market, and a capitalist system ought not be infringed upon by moochers and freeloaders and people in need. It's the old bourgeoisie versus the proletariat argument on steroids. That was Ayn Rand. And that is who Paul Ryan considered his hero. Take a listen to Paul Ryan as he talks with a audience full of Ayn Rand supporters.
The reason I got involved in public service, by and large, if I had to credit one thinker, one person, it would be Ayn Rand. I grew up on Ayn Rand. That's what I tell people. Everybody does their soul searching and trying to find out who they are and what they believe, and you learn about yourself. I grew up reading Ayn Rand, and it taught me quite a bit about who I am and what my value systems are and what my beliefs are.
Catholic bishops challenged Mr. Ryan to reconcile his love for the Ayn Rand philosophy and that of Jesus Christ, because his political aspirations were in jeopardy at the time. That was this year. He was challenged by Catholic bishops, and he had to reconcile his philosophy or his belief in Ayn Rand philosophy and that of the Catholic Church. So Paul Ryan had to confront a fundamental choice. Does he continue touting and promulgating Ayn Rand as his hero, or should he reject his hero in order to position himself favorably for a potential run for higher office? That was the stark choice that he had to make when he was confronted by Catholic bishops. And of course, he chose the latter choice, obviously, and effectively threw his hero under the bus. So the question for Republicans, Republican voters, is this: why would you vote for a man that would sacrifice his core principles in order to get elected? Because this woman was his hero. His economic and philosophical worldview is tethered to her philosophical worldview. He is not to be trusted. Democrats are not going to vote for this man. So the question becomes to those Republicans who are going to be walking in that voting booth, particularly those of you who suggest or profess to be Christians. You are potentially voting for a man who touted a worldview antithetical to your Christian value system. Now, he may have thrown her under the bus this year in order to position himself for high office, but that says more. That says something more about his integrity than it does making wise choices about his political future. Absolutely astounding. Paul Ryan is irrevocably tethered to Ayn Rand. Regardless of the lengths, he will go to sever those ties. And much of Paul Ryan's policies, and folks around the country know this, particularly those who are economists, they know this. His policies are rooted in Ayn Rand philosophy. That's why you will hear him and Mitt Romney rail against government. That's why he'll gut every program that is designed to help the poor and middle class. That's why his economic policies, along with Mitt Romney, is geared toward protecting the interests of the wealthy at the expense of the middle class. That is why tax breaks are given to the rich and the social safety net is torn to shreds under any of Paul Ryan's or Mitt Romney's policy prescriptions for this country. Paul Ryan adopted the worldview of Ayn Rand, who believed that the rich should be protected at all costs and that the moochers and freeloaders are a bane to the very economic interests of the rich and so-called free market. That is the Paul Ryan that could potentially be the vice president of the United States. And I think it is incumbent upon all of us. The Democrats are not going to vote for Paul Ryan. And if there are some Democrats who would make that choice, then, you know, Godspeed. I am speaking to those who are voting Republican. We have seen over the course of the last few months how Mitt Romney will stoop to any level to get elected. He's lied about President Obama's Medicare policy. He's lied about President Obama's welfare to work initiatives. He's lied about President Obama's job creation numbers. He's lied about virtually everything the president has talked about when this campaign has started. Mitt Romney is a liar. I want you Republicans who might be listening this morning, when you decide to go into the voting booth this November, I want you to consider this. If Mitt Romney is going to talk about President Obama and suggest that somehow he wants to employ some socialist agenda on this nation, I want you to consider the fact that Mitt Romney has used every possible loophole to skirt his responsibility to this country with respect to his taxes. This is why he's avoiding a critical examination of his tax returns. This is why he refuses to follow the noble example of his father, who released 12 years worth of returns. His father set the example for others to follow. His father extolled the virtues of transparency, and now Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are doing everything possible to violate those virtues. Why? Because he's doing everything humanly possible to get in the White House. How sad. we're seeing unfold before our very eyes. A very cynical tactic used by a man who will not release his taxes, all of his taxes, simply because they will expose a man who used every means to skirt his responsibility to the American people, to the American worker, and to the notion of having an obligation to the general well-being of our society by fully participating in the tax structures that will allow our country to succeed as a nation. That is why he hides his money overseas. That is why trillions of dollars in tax havens is set up so that people like Mitt Romney can hide his money in investments so that they can avoid the kind of responsibility to this country that is so desperately needed. Tax shelters and investments in offshore accounts and in tax havens. Where's the patriotism? He has been responsible, or at least the companies that he represented has been responsible for shipping jobs overseas and undermining the American worker. Every instance where Bain Capital and other companies have shipped jobs overseas, it has resulted in Americans losing jobs and losing their livelihoods. And now he wants us to believe that his prescription for Medicare is sound? It is utterly ridiculous. He has lied on President Obama with regard to Medicare. He's been running around the country talking about President Obama is cutting $716 billion in Medicare. The fact of the matter is, President Obama's cuts to Medicare are not cuts to benefits. Here's the deal. These cuts are targeted toward future spending, i.e. providers and waste in the system. These cuts will not affect benefits or benefit. And I blame the American people for not engaging this conversation in a more responsible way. And of course, I blame the media for not challenging Mitt Romney or his surrogates when they lie about this issue. And then he lies about President Obama with regard to welfare to work, suggesting that President Obama is taking the work requirement out of the welfare reform program, when in fact everyone responsible for welfare to work legislation has said that Mitt Romney has been lying about this, that the work requirement is still in the system, and that the folks who have been asking for the states to have more flexibility with regard to the implementation of the system, these have been Republicans asking President Obama to have more flexibility. So President Obama granted flexibility in the program. In fact, Mitt Romney was one of the individuals who signed a letter indicating that his state needed more flexibility. So President Obama responds to the Republicans' request, and now they are trying to slam President Obama on this issue by lying about it. He lies about Medicare. He lies about welfare to work. And now he is suggesting that President Obama has initiated a hate campaign in this election and has somehow sullied the office of the presidency by challenging the very lies that Mitt Romney and his now vice presidential pick has been touting all across the country. It is absolutely amazing what is going on in this election. So Republicans, you have a choice. You can vote for a ticket that has used lies, half-truths, and obfuscation to win an election, or you can cast your vote for President Obama, who inherited a terrible economy, but has put in place a set of policies that prevented us from hurling over the economic cliff and put us on a pathway to recovery. Let's not forget what President Obama inherited. We were losing upward of 800,000 jobs per month for the first 6 months of his presidency. And for the last 42 months, we've seen economic growth. We've seen 4 million private sector jobs added to the economy. And we've seen a president that has been working hard to turn this huge ship around. And although it's a little slow and a little sluggish, we have made tremendous progress in this country. Yes, unemployment is over 8%, but we are making progress. And I do not believe that most Americans think it's a wise choice or decision to give more tax breaks to the wealthiest people in our society at the expense of the poor and the middle class. That's the choice in this election. It is an ideological choice that we are confronting November 2012. And it is a choice that we're going to live with for the next few decades. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9. We'll be back in a moment. Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. It's my sincere hope that the American people, especially those who will be voting Republican, will exercise their due diligence by going beyond the headlines and sound bites to dig deep for the truth. Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan has played fast and loose with the truth. The stalemate in Washington, D.C. is a direct result of Republicans doing everything they can to stymie the president's efforts, including employing a campaign of distortions, dishonesty, and outright lies. We have to break this stalemate. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollandsblogspot.com. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.